The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Lately, we've been hearing a word that is a real mouthful. The word is notwithstanding. Apparently, it originated back in the 14th century, but thanks to Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, it will probably live in infamy. Now, politicians everywhere will tag everything they say with the qualifier notwithstanding. When politicians make a promise, notwithstanding is usually silently implied because they are saying, I promise, notwithstanding, that I can change my mind at any time. This big word is just legal-sounding gibberish for small-minded autocrats who need to cover their butts, or, like Ford, to be vindictive. For them, it means I have no intentions of being honest or fair or upfront or acting with integrity. Apparently, in Cobourg, Mayor Brockenier and his old guard cronies are employing the notwithstanding idea in a troubling way. Just as Doug Ford maliciously used notwithstanding to attack his former colleagues on Toronto Council, Brockenier and a small minority are attacking citizens groups who have opposed some of Council's decision-making. They invoke their superiority, notwithstanding that the citizens groups step forward and challenge the status quo. And then they attack the citizens with disrespectful and derogatory comments. And recently started a whisper campaign of gossip and untruths. Because they don't like to be questioned. So, notwithstanding that other groups are good, hard-working, tax-paying, law-abiding people, all interested in improving the community, the narrow-minded politicians try to undermine them. They claim that groups like the Cobourg Taxpayers Association, the CTA, are a small vocal minority. This is like the kettle calling the pot black, because council is a small minority, because they were elected by only about one quarter of the voters. It's so hypocritical, notwithstanding that these citizens' groups are the mayor's neighbors, fellow taxpayers, and his equal. Notwithstanding the mayor and his cronies' lack of respect, fairness, and honesty, the CTA is a well-respected and much-needed group. They have hundreds of supporters, but more importantly, they, like almost all citizens' groups, provide a public voice that represents far more than a small minority. Groups like the CTA represent the silent majority, who agree with challenging the status quo, agree that our elected officials can do better, agree that our politicians can be dishonest and vindictive, because they see it everywhere. A good example is the opposition to Cobourg's waterfront needs assessment plan. In a recent national survey, 93% of Canadians said we must protect more of our wildlife habitats. And in Cobourg, a citizens group is fighting to protect the wildlife habitat in the West Harbour, notwithstanding that the outgoing and incoming mayors are deaf to any criticism or opposition to the current plan. Challenging the status quo and the old way of doing things, old thinking, old ideas, old cronies, retiring mayors, is the best way to improve our community. So let me leave you with my favorite quote from Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small, thoughtful group of people can change the world. Indeed, it is all that ever has. Think about it. Notwithstanding the grumbling and whispering of the old guard.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.